And why is it important for doing something like this in a small town? We were talking a little bit off the air, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Alito had one, and just a few days before that, a small town like Sherrard had it. So why is the movement important for small towns, too?
Yeah, I think being from a small town my entire life, you don't always grow up with people who maybe look different from you or have a different background from you. And more and more, especially in Warren County, you're seeing people of all colors, of all backgrounds, of all ethnicities. And I think it's important that they feel like there are people that support them no matter what and will speak up for them if there ever was an injustice in this area. I think that just because something isn't as day-to-day, something isn't affecting you day-to-day, like it maybe is in a bigger area, doesn't mean that it's not important. We have to keep speaking up, keep speaking out, and keep taking action so that people, whether they're from Warren or Mercer County or not, they feel like, okay, people in this country, in this state, in this town support me.
And then as far as any type of criticism when you put on something like this, especially in small towns, one criticism could be, well, what, you hate police? And two is, are you trying to start or bring trouble to this town? So I'm sure you've had some of those conversations with the kids that are organizing that. And what can you say to that type of criticism?
So the girls, when they were trying to come up with a name for their event, they named it Young Voices of Monmouth, a youth-led peaceful protest for Black Lives Matter. So from the start, they've emphasized the peacefulness of it. In no way is this an anti-police event, and I don't think people should have any fears about that. We've actually met up with the Monmouth Police Department. I went with the girls, Ruby and Anna, to meet with them earlier this week, and they are completely supportive of our movement, and they're going to be there to make sure that everybody stays safe and stays peaceful.